Rhyme.
Enter your name. Recently, I've been thinking there's something wrong with my brain. My conscience and my ego are in a fight I'm tired of playing. Like I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, never be hot enough till I get photoshopped and cropped out almost the whole frame. Guess what I'm saying? But that's your normal, I don't wanna be normal. So fuck normal, cause what's normal if that's your normal, I don't wanna be normal. Nah. So fuck normal. Let me talk, bro. Cause what's normal if that's your normal, I don't wanna be it.
I see a lot of things that honestly I disagree with. You see them too, but that's the unsaid part of our agreement. Like you judge me, I judge you, but we keep it secret. So the elephant in the room is just for decoration. But see, I think about how I might feel if every Facebook timeline wasn't a highlight reel. Like instead of posting a picture of your new house or car, when your salary increased by 2,000 large, every like you get's like a huge round of applause. But turn that phone off and think about it. Now who's in charge? Sometimes the pauses help me think, but only if I think to pause. I guess it's just one of those things, cause
recently I've been thinking there's something wrong with my brain. My conscience and my ego are in a fight I'm tired of playing. Like I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, never be hot enough till I get photoshopped and cropped out almost the whole frame. Guess what I'm saying? If that's your normal, I don't wanna be.
To a time of closet racist baby boomers, Mercedes Ubers, celebrity dating rumors, flawed voter systems control to nominate these losers that are all annoying bitches, bunch of Amy Schumers, convincing us to trust a system that is built for the rich to justify what our military kills for. Ain't nothing new, I'm saying, none of it's shocking. The fact that it's not anymore is some of the problem. Cause shit that I see or the shit that I read, it makes me numb. Like this fucking world desensitized me, and now we don't wanna think of it. Don't you dare speak on it. The world is up in flames, fuck it, make a meme of it. Anything to keep us occupied from admitting that any person that's not as white is still being ostracized.
Every single day.
And yet we claim to be a Christian nation. I can almost picture Jesus' face when he hears us use his name as an excuse to discriminate men based on race to promote segregation. You should rewind this a time or two before he comes back and beats you with the cross he died on for you.
Recently I've been thinking there's something wrong with my brain. My conscience and my ego are in a fight I'm tired of playing. Like I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, never be hot enough till I get photoshopped and cropped out almost the whole frame. Guess what I'm saying? If that's your normal, I don't wanna be normal. So fuck normal, cause what's normal if that's your normal? I don't wanna be normal.
I can't be the only one.
So fuck normal, cause what's normal if that's your normal? I don't wanna be.
It's like if I wanna be healthy, I must be sick. But if I wanna be a light, who says I gotta be lit? I wanna show you empathy without having to retweet it, and be a man of my word without the need to delete it. I wanna check in with you, not to let people know where I'm eating at. Let's really connect, we don't even need an app. And see, to the world I'm small if you Google map Eugene, but I could show you my heart without double tapping a screen. I want my son and I to cherish face to face time, cause if all we do is FaceTime, we're wasting time. And listen, I hope you get the picture. Value's more than silver, I know it all looks better with a nice and pretty filter. So we compare ourselves to make us feel adequate, but images disappear without Snapchat. And it, and irony is, while I say these words, promote this song online, hope that it may be heard. My mouth is open for compliments like a baby bird, cause I'm stuck playing a game with chains linked to a hearse.
Come on.
So with every fucking single drop of ink in a verse, right when I'm reaping the purse, what? I'm just a piece in this curse. And now
recently I've been,
and I'm tired of it, people.
There's something wrong.
That's why I wrote this song, is cause I see it every single day, and you see it too.
It's comparison we get it,
because our life isn't like so-and-so's. If you don't have a body like her, so you don't have a job like him, or you don't have money like that couple or that people, or whatever it happens to be.
What's
normal?
Fuck normal.
How we supposed to raise our kids in this culture? My son, Oakland, I love you. Fuck normal. Be you.
That's
normal. I don't wanna be it.
Episode 204, coming at you, the new normal, communicating with DJ Gower via Skype, because we've been sheltered in place in Cali. That was the last episode, but this one, the new normal, face mask and gloves.
That's right, folks. This is the new normal. This is how we get to hang out, is over the fucking internet.
Yeah, man, I'd love to be at your house, hanging out. I had a blast last time. Or I'd love for you to be here, playing my fucking Championship Street Fighter 2 Edition arcade game that I've been playing the living shit out of, because they have everything on it.
Who's your go-to Street Fighter character?
I don't even know. I like Dalsa, man.
Dalsa?
Yoga, okay. Flame. Yeah. Yoga Fire.
I'm a Guile kind of guy.
Oh, nice. There you go. So, anyway, Mark. I have like 800 Street Fighters. And one Chinese one, and a lady boy with a giant schlong and boobs. Yeah, illegal weird arcade machine.
So pretty much the new normal is fucking anarchy, right? Like,
oh yeah. Well, it's also funny, like. I just think about, thank God for punk, man. The only original, raw, honest music that is completely relevant at this point. You know what I mean?
I mean, I would say that I could only mildly disagree, because real hip-hop falls into that same category.
Oh, yeah, yeah. With no ambition of getting, like, on a label or anything, you know.
How we came up with the name of the show, Rhyme. Yeah. Reason, right?
Oh, yeah.
Punk and hip hop have always been married in that sense of,
yeah,
fucking
raw as fuck and honest and social topics and the shittiness, and but we're in the new norm, you're right, and don't inject sanitizer into your ass like I did yesterday, because goddamn it, it's on fire, dude. I had a surplus of sanitizer. I went to the store, Walmart or whatever, and I bought as much as I could. Like, I just filled my wife's SUV to the max, because I knew it would be valuable, and then now I'm injecting it.
Yeah, you selling that shit on the dark web for like $300 a bottle for
Yeah, right. sanitizer. What a fucking joke. Anyway, we're here bringing it to you via Skype. I love it. Your backyard. Man cave.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't use Zoom. I don't know why.
$15 a month is why.
Oh, they wanted you to pay for that, eh?
$15 a month.
That's ridiculous.
I know. And there was like, there's no way around it, I guess. This is funny. That's good quality, man.
There is a way around it.
We beat the system.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that. You know what I mean?
I talked to you on Facebook Messenger. That's how much I miss you.
I know. Jesus, man. DJ Gower's relatives are mad. All right, we're closing out the show. Here comes some more music. Thanks for listening.
Rhyme.
No, we're not closing out the show. Shit, this is the first talk we've
said. I was going to let that slide, but yeah.
No, I'm getting drunk. I don't care. I hate society.
And freezing.
out my best intentions. I gave it half a chance. Now no one else I'd mention, even worth a second glance. Any day now, we'll be way out in the country, where we get to be who we really are, being ourselves. I'm counting the days. Time.
Episode 204, Rhyme and Treason Radio, coming at you live and direct via motherfucking Skype. Microsoft, you have us by the balls, folks. We're here. We're quarantined. We're doing the best that we can, right, in this new normal, which is the theme of today's episode, right? The new fucking normal. And every time we say that word, you got to take another shot. That's right. Because that's what me and Matador are doing every time we say that shit. New normal. Drink up.
Cheers, oh, yeah. Fucker. Support small breweries. Jesus, man. Hopefully restaurants will get back in swing soon. It's kind of a shitty deal, the whole thing. And in California, we've socially distanced. I live in kind of like a rural area. I mean, it's like not a big city. And there's only 16 cases and 2.5 weeks, no new cases. So
that's
good. Put the restaurant worker back to work. Let's get back to the swing of things. And be sure to inject sanitizer in your ass first thing. So you don't
get the corona. Actually, according to the phase plan rolled out by the governor, he had mentioned that one of the things was, which is one of the hard steps, is getting to 14 days with no new cases or like a reduction in cases consecutively, which is one of the hardest steps to get to. So if you guys are already there, that's a huge.
Well, yeah, thank God it only been fucking Sacramento, man. It's probably like...
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
But you don't work in the county that you live in either, though.
That's true. So, guess how many are in Yuba County? 14. And you know what I mean? Like, it's nothing, man. Think of the total population. But and they're doing all this shit, man. That's like 40-something for, like... 500,000.
You want me to play devil's advocate with you?
No, it can't get worse. I get it. I support the social distancing and all that stuff.
Let me play devil's advocate in this sense, right? Those are confirmed reported cases.
Oh, yeah. No one's been tested. But the college is canceled, so think about the main, in my town, the main spreader of the virus is definitely college students. Having unprotected sex and spreading it.
Have you tried to get a test?
I have not. COVID? I also have read one of the main tests. There's a 1 in 4 false positive reading. I'm immune to the virus, but I tested positive.
Well, America. That also goes to show.
America.
That also goes back on lack of preparedness. Insufficient infrastructure, greed and tyranny of the fucking pharmaceutical industry, those fucking scumbag pieces of shit, worst fucking people on this planet. Fuck the pharmaceutical industry. Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, that's great. Big Pharma, fuck you. DJ Gower, did Leslie leave to go, DJ Mrs. Gower to go get the shit or no?
That's right, folks. We successfully passed on the husbandly duties of going outside of quarantine to go pick up beer and dinner onto the wife. Apparently, she took it upon herself to do it. That's another story.
This guy's a fucking Oscar-winning award actor. I saw it on the screen. He manipulated his wife somehow.
I'm Leonardo DiCaprio, bro.
I always just go and get the shit. Because I'm a bitch. Anyway, we're getting drunk.
I mean, I would have, but, you know, she kind of volunteered. Well, I mean, she's not happy about it. And, you know, she's going to be pissed when she gets home, too. But whatever. That's kind of part of the new normal, though, right? Being all fucking stressed out and freaked out about having to fucking
go out in the public? Absolutely.
Look, I have to put on the mask and I have to put on the gloves.
Oh, I just did go hardcore and both the backward hat and like look like I'm just gonna murder someone, you know. You're in my way! Get me out of here.
But I do gotta say, like just like World War One, though, America has stepped up. Well, at least my friends here in California that I've seen in my feed have stepped up in the sense of a victory gardens, like fucking everywhere, bro. Like my whole neighborhood, everybody's got fucking box gardens. They've ripped up their grass. They're planting.
Oh yeah, I'm doing the same shit.
Ever,
it's great.
And everybody's like in like the community forums are all posting like, hey man, I got, you know, this is flowering right now or whatever. Like, come by, I'll leave a bag out front for you. Like, trade me for this or that. So that shit's really cool to see. Like, you don't need to go to the grocery store.
No, yeah, community. And then I always also think of the Gogo Bordello song. Think locally, fuck globally. You know,
fuck globally.
Exactly. Anywho, we're here via Skype, hanging out. I'd like to give another shout out to World War One, which you mentioned. 1917, an amazing film that you must watch. Watch 1917. You'll be blown away. It's fucking nuts.
Watch it all in one take. Because it was filmed all in one take.
Well, it was actually 11 takes. It was 11 scenes, period. It is insane. I don't even know how they do it, man. It must be on drones and stuff. Like, to have one shot of, like, this guy going for, like, 30 minutes straight. Like, it's insane.
Yeah.
Then it flips around in his face. Then it flips back, and he's, like, walking. It's like, dude, holy shit.
Hardcore, man. It's a lot.
Great movie. Anyway, we're going to play some more music. Here it comes. The new normal.
That's what she said.
Rhyme.
And Victory Gardens of Treason.
Change it to what now? Too loud. I hear the city's house arrest, man, like a motherfucker. Damn. That shit do something to your spirit when you can't leave this motherfucker, man. Helly, who got bites? House arrest.
I'm like, damn, I'm on house arrest. I wanna go and hit that road and go collect my check. Beats act like my PO and always on my neck. I walk past that driveway, they gon' put me under arrest. I'm like, damn, I'm on house arrest. I gotta charge that monitor before they get upset. Took 150 days, I got 83 left. If I don't complete them days, gon' put me under arrest. I can't leave the house, can't walk past that driveway. I hit the grocery store at 3 o'clock every Friday. They get at me sideways, they won't let me win, though. Spend 250 shopping at Walmart and Winco. I've been blowing on endo, sipping on him and juice. These happy damn walking niggas with a soft year, too. Being a county hella sick, need some Theraflu. Fuck the judge, the DA, and the prosecutor. I'm stopping nigga progress in my Gucci slips, bustin' moves. Ran through my house, I wasn't on no probation, fool. I was kinda happy that shit ain't making news. How you gon' throw me in the car without me putting on my shoes? You know the cop name, but that nigga went cool. Took me to the county, got sick from the side of the fool. Half a million for the bill, my lawyer contact him soon. Send my bitch to the walk to go and grab me some blue. I'm like, damn, I'm on house arrest. I wanna go and hit that road and go collect my check. Beach act like my PO and always on my neck. I walk past that driveway, they gon' put me under arrest. I'm like, damn, I'm on house arrest. I gotta charge that monitor before they get upset. Took 150 days, I got 83 left. If I don't complete them days, gonna put me under arrest.
On CBS This Morning today, she said that the mortality rate for the flu or the common flu is something like 1%, 0.1%. And it's really bad, it's 0.2%. But you were saying if we potentially could see here in the United States the coronavirus reach a level of mortality rate of 1%, which is a huge difference.
Well, no, I didn't say that. So Fran Townsend this morning said that the death rate of corona was about 2%.
Right.
That's not correct, unfortunately.
Okay.
So in China, they're only testing people who are really sick. And so when you look at a death rate where you're not counting
really
most people who have the virus, the death rate is obviously going to be artificially much higher.
Got it.
So when you really test everybody, and again, a lot of people are asymptomatic, so they're not being tested,
right,
that death rate is going to fall to, I would think it's going to be in the 0.2, 0.3, 0.4% at most.
Got it.
You know, it's kind of like that movie Casablanca where the chief of police walks in and goes, I'm shocked, there's gambling going on here. yes, we're all shocked.
Yeah.
episode 204.
And they were behind the cliff. I mean, it's so hot.
They're normal.
I couldn't see them. They couldn't see me. They shot the boom boom and they killed me.
Man, DJ EJ in the house. Oh,
DJ EJ is going to save this episode once again. Oh, maybe
DJ
not.
EJ,
he's out.
Mic,
oh, there he is.
Say hi to DJ Matador.
Hello, DJ Matador.
What's up?
You've been playing Fortnite, huh?
Mom
told you you had to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, video games and.
Can I come closer and talk louder?
Talk to me and stop.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Did she go to get Thai food?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. And I was playing with Jan.
Oh, okay.
And I almost won the match, but I got second. I'm getting killed.
You got second? Mm-hmm. In the whole world?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Second place in the whole world, folks. Look at that silver medal winner right here.
No, in a cash cup.
In a cash cup? What'd you win me? How much cash?
None. You have to get any cash.
You didn't give me no cash?
You look like Jose Canseco right now. You scumbag. Hey, I'm an Oakland A's, 80s Oakland A's player.
Hey. I always felt like Jose Canseco and Mark McGwire, a.k.a. the Bash Brothers, were like they were like the Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone of baseball.
We will definitely play some Lonely Island, Let's Bash.
Oh, there you go.
Classic.
Boy.
Anyway, the new normal is pretty fucked up.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's got a lot of positives, like the clean air.
No, I get it, but come on, man. it's a crazy time.
Like, no, I know, but like, how quickly we were able to see a change in something that we didn't think was possible, right? We didn't think we could possibly make that kind of change so quickly and clean up the air in a place like Los Angeles, right? It's a matter of fucking...
Sorry, dude. No, exactly, yeah. That's true.
Literally, just bring a circle here, bringing the kids back into it. In a fortnight, right? Which is 2 weeks for those of you non-English folks. Yeah, we can now have, like, perfect air quality in the city of Los Angeles as long as we don't have, like, 10 billion fucking industry, you know, smog. And because, really, it's not the cars. It's the industry that's fucking up the air. The cars are like less than 10% of the pollution that's created.
I don't know about that, dude. Well, think of the overall pollution and from the like the last 1950s to now. It's got to be like 80% cars that screwed the environment. Not now. They're low emission cars now, but you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. It's not just cars, right? I mean, cars are one factor, but what element, what resource have we not fucking raped to the absolute 10th degree, right? Water, air, anything, earth, all of it.
Cool.
We fucking manipulated and distorted it from its natural environment tenfold, right? And the power of nature has been shown right now that with a lack of human interaction in less than 30 days, nature can fucking start to make a comeback. That's pretty goddamn impressive.
Yeah, nature's better off without humans existing, that's for sure, which is shitty for us, really. Because we don't know, can't get out of our own way, and, you know, at this point. Now, another thing about the grocery stores I'll bitch about is they no longer accept in Chico your cloth bags. You have to use a fucking one of their bags now, but there's no charge, which it was 5 cents. Fuck?
Yeah.
Does that make any sense? Because, like, my bag might have germs on it from my house, and then I bring it to their store and fill my shit with the bag, you know, like the... So now they want their plastic bag. I don't know, man. We can't get our own way. Like, we're gonna just overregulate to a point of stupid.
Well, I mean, that's always been California's problem. Is that we
but it's just like, come on, man. I was into bringing my own bags. All right. Oh, yeah. This guy's eating some peanuts, apparently. Thought your old lady was on you again.
Sunflower seeds, bitch.
Yeah. Anyway. So.
Baseball season.
Is never going to happen.
Well, the A's are going all the way this year.
In the non-existent season.
I'm going to tell you, we're going to have a fucking perfect season. We will not lose a single game.
There you go. DJ Garrett, an A's fan. He loves the Billy Bean. Anyway, we're going to close out the show, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
All right. Thanks for listening. The new normal. Fucking weird, man.
It ain't fucking normal, I'll tell you that.
I feel like we're, like, in a movie right now. You're in a movie. With your, like, closed face and stuff. Like, his last words. Or his last transmission. All right, man.
Major Tom.
All right, man. Send me a bunch of music, dude.
All right, brother. You guys out there in podcasting land, I hope you take care of yourselves and those around you. Don't do anything stupid. If you do, name it after us. We'd love to hear about it. RhymeAndTreasonRadio@gmail.com.
Thanks a lot. And I will completely comply with the gloves and mask. But come on, at some point, you gotta fucking let it go for the workers. Rhyme.
And I can't tell you how much money I've lost this year in concerts of treason.
Those Ticketmaster fees were never refunded, right? Is that what happened?
Everything shows as rescheduled so that they don't have to refund you your money.
So the moral of the story is, never try to go to a concert again. And treason.
Forget it!
connection. Let's bash, let's monster bash. Hit a tater out the stadium for monster cash. Hit a dinger through the fucking VIP suite class. Break your fucking arm in half and then sign the cast.
Get well soon, love, Jose. Sorry about your arm, Walt Weiss.
It happens.
I might be an athletic, but I'm built like a giant. And I'm wearing white socks like an angel that's flying. Met a blue jay that's fucking an Oreo. You're royally screwed like a marlin exposed to the oil that a pirate or a mariner spilled out his tank.
That's a cardinal sin, Padre.
Man, tell it to the ranger. You feel brave, little cub, cub. Try to sock me, but when I'm seeing red, shit is gonna get rocky. A Dodger fan, beat your blood, red socks. Physicists make you see stars promptly. I'm more hopped up than a brewer that's hyper. Sit Indian style when I'm Yankee on my tiger. I'm staring out of Philly with some major league twins. If you didn't know by now, I'll name it baseball team.
Let's bash,
let's monster bash. Round trip and make the pitcher feel like donkey ass. Hit a ding dong doodle with my bing bong bat. We smack a blast, then we smash a bash.
Thank you. suicide. When he never came back, I hope he's still alive. And the part of you that never came, you can leave it here in the sea of air. I'll be brave. When the timing comes around, I'll be brave, yeah, I'll be brave. Just let me go now.
Deep an expert on that as I am on vaccines.
Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them.
We want to thank you for turning folks in and making sure we are all safe.
For the world at large, normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population.
that ability not only to isolate cases, but to rapidly detect illness in the context and remove those contacts should they become sick, was a central part of that. And as he said, that wasn't, they're using apps now to do that. They're testing apps, but that they didn't do it with apps in Singapore. They did that with community workers, with public health workers, visiting the houses, checking on people, checking their health status every day and saying, how are you? Have you got a fever? Have you got a cough? And if a contact developed a cough or a fever, they were taken immediately for testing. So yes, we need the information technology tools. They help. They are not the solution. There is, right now, we don't have an alternative to what we would have considered in the old days boot leather epidemiology. Public health practitioners, doctors, nurses, community workers working with communities to detect cases at community level. And the most likely person to become a case is someone who's been a significant contact of another case. And at the moment, in most parts of the world, due to lockdown, most of the transmission that's actually happening in many countries now is happening in the household, at family level. In some senses, transmission has been taken off the streets and pushed back into family units. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.